Hi there. The word for you today is on making yourself look good. In Proverbs 30 verse 32, Solomon writes, "Lay your hand upon your mouth." Your tongue is just inches from your brain. But the way some of us rattle on, you'd think our mouths and our minds were miles apart. James devotes an entire chapter in his book to the perils and evils of a loose tongue. In one verse he says the tongue corrupts the whole person. Author Ramona Kramer Tucker writes, and I quote, "I admit I'm a talker. I don't set out to break a confidence, but somehow my mouth kicks into gear before my brain. God takes a clear stand on gossip. He knows loose lips can ruin another person's reputation and produce mistrust into a relationship, encourage the gossiper to embellish their tale, and cause them to sin by being tempted to lie when they're confronted over it. I love to share news, to be in the know. And because I'm wired that way, it's easy for me to spread gossip under the guise of being well-meaning, even prefacing my news with, I wish you'd pray for. But just because my sharing is well-meant doesn't mean it's appropriate. The most common reason for making somebody else look bad is, you know the answer, don't you? To make yourself look good. We're like the proud Pharisee in the temple who stood alone and prayed, Lord, I thank thee that I am not as other men. Then he proceeded to tell God all the things he did and didn't do. I do, I am, I will. He was an eye specialist. The writer of Proverbs puts it this way, if you have done foolishly in exalting yourself or thought evil, lay your hand upon your mouth. It's one thing to think bad thoughts. It's another to voice them. The saying goes, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from building a nest in your hair. So do yourself and everybody around you a favor. Practice putting your brain into gear before engaging your mouth. And that's the word for you today.